I am currently driving from Atlanta, Georgia, headed towards Louisville, Kentucky. I started my trip off at about 2:50, 10 minutes till 3, and you quickly realize why it sucks to drive at 3 a.m. in the morning. First of all, I tend to have terrible night vision, and that's always bad whenever you're trying to go 79, 80 miles an hour, and the lane suddenly curves, and you feel like perhaps you will careen off into the forest. Second off, you look at the clock, it's 4:30 a.m., and you've been driving for quite a while, and you're bored, and maybe you're like, I could call somebody and just have to talk to me while I'm on the road, keep you company, just something to break the monotony of driving such a long distance. Sadly, everyone's asleep, so you're SOL on that one. Last thing that sucks about driving this early in the morning is if you want something to eat, you have gotten up early, and in your belly, you feel like it's breakfast time, so you're kind of in the mood for some egg and bacon type stuff, but you go to the McDonald's drive-thru or whatever crappy alternative that you can get, which you feed your face with on a trip, road trip, and they don't have the breakfast ready at 4:30 a.m. They've only got Big Mac and a Quarter Pounder. They only have this little miniature menu after midnight or so at McDonald's, which includes, like I said, just a few of their choice items, and it's not breakfast items, it's fries or whatever. And I'm always scared to get it, because you're thinking, number one, I'm probably the only one who's eaten at this McDonald's in the last 3 hours. And these fries, are they new? Are they good? Are they terrible? And who are these guys working at the McDonald's at the 3 a.m. shift? These guys aren't, obviously they're not the cream of the crop of the McDonald's regiment. You know, these aren't the Republican Guard of Saddam's McDonald's, if you get what I'm saying. These are not the Green Berets, the Chosen Ones, the Rangers, the Navy SEALs of the fast food industry. These are more like the suicide bombers of the Iranian army. You send them in first, and maybe you'll take out 5 guys who are hungry, and maybe you'll take out a few of your own people in the process, because some guy gets food poisoning and sues you, but it's all part of the game in the early morning hour fast food industry. Regardless, I end up eating there and craving the breakfast, so I get the Big Mac or whatever. And then what happens inevitably is you get hungry again about 9 o'clock or so, and you've had your breakfast of Big Mac, and at this point you actually do want something lunchtimey, because you know your stomach's clock has said, I've had breakfast and now it is time for me to partake in lunch. And so you go expecting maybe a grilled chicken sandwich somewhere, and no one is open for lunch until 11 o'clock now. So breakfast lasts until 10:30, or 11, or whatever, I don't know. But you cannot get breakfast, or you cannot get lunch now, because everything is breakfast. So then you realize you are a small portion of the population that they do not cater to, the early morning driver. And you are crap out of luck, my friend, in that respect. And these are all things that I haven't realized until I actually became an early morning driver, 3 a.m. driver. Anyway, I'm driving up here to Kentucky. My dad's going to be going into surgery. I'm pretty faithful that he'll be all right, because the doctors up here are fantastic. But a little worried. I figured I'd take my mind off of it with a little talking tune. My audio boo, it helps me keep me awake. And also, who else am I going to talk to? Everyone else is asleep. Peace out, audio boo.